The Bein Ish Chai says that on Shabbat, for example, there is a preference on Aliyot. The highest Aliyah on Shabbat in the morning is Aliyat Shishi. And then after Aliyat Shishi, the next most important Aliyah is Aliyat Shilishi. After Aliyat Shilishi, the next most important Aliyah is Kohen. And after that, it goes in order. Levi, Rebi'i, Hamishi, Shivi'i. So the order on Shabbat in preference of Aliyot is as follows. Shishi, Shilishi, Kohen, Levi, Revi'i, Hamishi, Shivi'i. And then, of course, the Maftir. It should be noted as well that when it comes to the Maftir, we want to show that the Maftir really is separate. It's not part of the original seven. So what we do is we say a Kaddish always before the Maftir, so long as the following rules were met. So long as we finished the parasha and we read the obligatory seven, let's say on Shabbat, which normally happens. Normally we read the first, we have one sefer, let's say. We read seven, we finished the sefer, we did the obligation, sometimes we read more than seven, so we read the ten, finished, Kaddish. And now we separate between the mandatory seven and the extra maftir through a Kaddish. We do that as well on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, for example, we have two Sefer Torah. Well, we read usually five Olim from the first Torah, which is the mandatory of Yom Tov, and the Maftir, he reads from the second Sefer. So after the five Olim, again, we finish the reading, and we finish the allotment, Kaddish, and then the Maftir reads his part. But let's say, for example, on a regular weekday, let's take a weekday, the obligation is what? Three. Once you finish the obligation, the custom is to say Kaddish. So therefore, after three is read, the third Oleh, he's not a Maftir, but he's there, oh, he's finishing. So the custom is to say Kaddish, to say that we finish the mandatory obligation. On the Chodesh, for example, since the obligation is to send up four people, after the fourth person, he says the Kaddish. Each one is according to its day. So the question then would be, on Shabbat Mincha, for example, the obligation is to send up three. So why doesn't the third person say Kaddish? After the obligation, he should say Kaddish. The Bein Ish Chai raises this question. And the Bein Ish Chai says that since right after the Sefer Torah, anyway we're going to say a Kaddish before the Amidah, so since there's no separation, so that Kaddish can be considered the Kaddish also for the Aliyat Shilishi. Whereas normally, let's say on Shabbat, after the Sefer Torah, we have Ashreh. We have an interruption. We don't go right into the Amidah. So therefore we say a Kaddish. We have Haftarah. Masha'ikin, let's say, or for example, in situations like on a fast day. Our custom is, on a fast day in Mincha, we send up three people. The third person does not say Kaddish. Why? Because right after the third Aliyah, we take the Sefer Torah back, and we say Kaddish for the Amidah. So therefore, in those two exceptions, the Kaddish is said in the Tefillah itself. Masha'ik, in all the other cases, the Kaddish is said once we finish the reading, and we finish the number. That was a lot of